Today, we celebrate the most wonderful feast of Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And one might wonder, you know, why our Blessed Mother would be named after a mountain. Well, you know, if we think about some of the other apparitions of Our Lady, you know, when she appears in a certain city, they name her after the city. In this particular case, Carmel, which in the ancient world was always considered a holy mountain, is where the hermits lived from the time of the prophet Elijah. In the first reading, we heard about Elijah going up and sitting on the top of Mount Carmel, you know, overlooking the Mediterranean Sea. He sent his servant out seven times, you know, to see if there was a cloud. And there had been 3 years of drought at this time. And Elijah prayed, and up from the sea, a little cloud, which symbolizes Our Lady, came to Mount Carmel. And from that time on, there were hermits that lived on that mountain. They knew the Mother of God was going to be born to the Jewish people, and that she would bear the Messiah. And these hermits on Mount Carmel were dedicated to the future Mother of God. And they prayed for the woman who would give birth to the Messiah. We're told in St. Matthew's Gospel that after the birth of Jesus, the Holy Family went down to Egypt. But then, because of the fear of Herod, they came back a different route. There were only a couple of ways, you know, they could have taken at this time to get up to Nazareth. And they took the route that goes up along the Mediterranean coast to Mount Carmel. And the tradition is that there on Mount Carmel, the hermits gathered and Our Lady showed them the Christ child. And there's evidence from the very early centuries of chapels that were dug into the side of the hill in the caves where the hermits lived that were dedicated to Our Lady. They were little nativity chapels made in the form of the cave of the Nativity in Bethlehem. And there they worshiped God and they honored the Blessed Mother. After that, the hermits were no longer devoted to the future Mother of the Redeemer, but to the one that they had seen, the Mother of our Lord, who had come to them and showed them their Lord and Savior. Today, we also celebrate something else, which is wonderful, the 764th anniversary of the Brown Scapular. In 1251, Our Lady appeared to St. Simon Stock and gave him the scapular. And that's being celebrated today as well. And you know, if you don't have a Brown Scapular, I would strongly urge you to get one. As we heard in the Gospel, we are children of Our Lady, you know, adopted sons and daughters of God. And from the cross, our Lord said, you know, "Behold your mother." And like any mother, Our Lady will clothe us. She's given us this garment of salvation, the Brown Scapular, and promised that anyone who dies wearing the scapular will not go to hell. Anybody who does not wear the scapular, you know, needs to ask themselves why. Maybe they haven't heard of it. Maybe they think it's superstitious. Well, we know it's not. Catholics are not superstitious. We wouldn't want to break one of the commandments. But the scapular is a reminder that we are Mary's children and that we want to live as obedient, faithful children. And also, it's a reminder that we have to take on the yoke of Christ. And, you know, the scapular covers both sides of our bodies. It goes over the shoulders like a yoke, you know, to be able to say that this is the sign of a life of holiness and innocence. It is Our Lady's guarantee that she will take care of us as her children and that she will bring us safe and sound to the glory of heaven if we remain faithful. And that's what we celebrate today. So let us pray for that grace and take advantage of the sacramentals, you know, that Our Lady has given to us.